శ్రీ గురు శ్రీయుత పదకమలం శ్రీ గురు వైష్ణవం శ్రీరూపం సాదృదాంతం దహగణ రఘునాథ సాద్వైతం సాదూపం గురుచర సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణ పాద శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితం నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణపృష్టాయ భూపతి శ్రీమతే భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణభ్రష్టాయ భూతలి శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామీకి నామే మంచాకల్పతరుభ్య కృపాసింధుభ్యే పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః నమో మహాపదాన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయకి కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామ్నే గౌరవత్పశే నమః యేతాం శ్రతో పంగోర్ మమ మందమతేర్గతి మత్సర్వస్య పదాంభోజో రాధా మదన మోహన విద్యత్ బృందారణ్య కల్పత్ ప్రమాధ శ్రీమద్ రత్నాగార సింహాసనస్థు శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధా శ్రీ గోవిందదేవు జ్యేష్ఠాదిభిషేవ్యమానోస్మర శ్రీమాన్ రాసరసారంభీ వంశీ వటద్దడ వల్సందేణు స్వనిర్గోపీ గోపీనాథ బృందాయ తులసిదేవ్యై ప్రియాయ కేశవస్య కృష్ణ భక్తి ప్రదే దేవి సమస్తం టుడే ది మోస్ట్ ఆస్పిషియస్ డే దేస్ ది 11th డే ఆఫ్ ఫుల్ ఫ్రమ్ ఫుల్ మూన్ ఫ్రమ్ న్యూ మూన్ టు పాత్ నైట్స్ నెమంత్ టు ఏకాదశి అండ్ దిస్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ హరివాసర హరి స్పెషల్ డే ఫర్ సర్వింగ్ హరి దిస్ ఈజ్ ది డే ఇన్ 15 డేస్ వన్ డే వన్ మస్ట్ రిటైర్ ఫ్రమ్ ది వరల్డ్లీ యాక్టివిటీ అండ్ స్పెండ్ హిస్ టైమ్ discussing spiritual matters and hearing Srimad Bhagavata or Srimad Bhagavad Gita or any other Sattvic Puranas, Ramayana, Mahabharata, all these sacred books, one must continue, read throughout 24 hours. You should not spare even 1 minute for worldly activities, material actions. Now, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in Bengal. In the 15th century, he was in this world only 48 years. He appeared with Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Acharya, Godadhar Pandit and Srivas Pandit. Five forms Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this Kali millennium to preach the divine name, the man, the birth of a man is considered to be superior, and other forms of life, the beasts and birds, insects, so many. From out of these lives, human life is considered to be great and supreme. As in this life, we can know the past and the future. We can remember, we can help, we can follow the principle of religion, not to harm anybody, not to eat meat, and not to drink liquor or wine or others, intoxications. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said that you must take leave one day in a fortnight, and you need not do any activity which has no concern with the spiritual master. Advice, if you accept the Vaishnavism, then you will be taught how to worship in this Kali Yuga. People cannot sit quiet and remember, nor they can do any yajnas, the fire, yajna firing, and that also they cannot do. And in Dwapar Yuga it was for archana, puja. That is not possible. And Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalau Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatiranyadha. In Kali Yuga, it is told, Harinam, you repeat Harinam, you repeat Harinam. Thrice he said, because our epics, they give that force not to do, not to do, not to do. And you should do this, you should do this, you should. To make you understand, if it is repeated thrice, it has the message, the word, the teaching has got some meaning. So he, as a brahmachari, he spent 25 years, and then he took sannyas, and in sannyas he travelled throughout India and preached Nama Sankirtan. He was a great scholar. Now people, those who were fortunate, they all assembled and followed him in different parts of India, would understand the value of the teaching and cultivated it. Now also people follow. Then our Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, his literature, so brahmacharis, created many brahmacharis and sannyasis who can spare their time and their life for the service of the Lord. And Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, and so one of the followers who wanted to come to America and preach religion, he was, now he started sitting in a park, going in bhajan, but many people go and enjoy the park for enjoyment, not to hear bhajan or ask about bhajan, what it is, why you have come, where from you have come, what is your aim, not nobody. For 2 weeks nobody came. Then he was very much disgusted. He thought nobody will hear or will go back. But anyhow, 3rd week, by his divine guru and Gauranga's blessing, gradually able devotees came in, and he started giving them not only Harinam Sankirtan teaching, but he prepared prasad, very beautiful prasad prepared. He himself prepared and gave to them. By eating prasad and hearing and the Lord's message, many of them followed, and within 10 years he has done wonders. Throughout the world it spread. And after his departure, again the preaching slowed down. It depends upon the Lord, Supreme Lord Krishna's manmanabhava madbhakto madhyaji mang namaskaro, he says, be my devotee and always remember me. And do satatam chetayanto mam yatantascha dulhavrata. He said in Bhagavad Gita, you always do sankirtan. And it is your only duty, as it is told in Gita, that human life is precious one, and you got that precious life. Don't misuse it by eating, sleeping and enjoying. Not to sleep every life, in your every birth you eat, you sleep, you enjoy. So what is the specialty in humanity? If you do the same thing, eating, drinking, sleeping, enjoying, embracing, kissing. This is not the duty of a human man, intelligent human. Now they discover so many things scientifically advanced. But that is only temporary. That science will not permanently help a man or a soul. The Atma and the material world is different. The body is different. The body which is maintained by Atma, Atma is different. It is only to know Atma. The scientists should not spare their valuable human life by discovering a material matter, because in course it will be enveloped, in course it will be expanded. It is natural. But one thing man should know, that who is he, where from he has come, what to do he has come, what he has done. If he thinks of that, then we have done nothing. What we say that we discovery of so many things, no use. What a man wanted is, these are all temporary. Only permanent one is the spiritual one. Unless transcendental science is discovered, understood, followed, we cannot enjoy the permanent happiness. You want happiness? You want happiness? Yes. But real happiness is not by following others. What a dog, a cat, an animal does, you do it. Not to do that we have come. They fight each other. We also fight. What is that? No. We must know what far we have come into this world. There must be institutions, gurukul, where this science can be taught and this science can be understood by the newcomers and those who are studying at universities. The subject they know is not competent, because they are uncertain. They never remained in this world very long. They were born. Born, grow, malastavat kridasutva karunastavat sarunirakva buddhastavat chintamagnam paramo brahmani kodana. When we are children, we want to play. Then we are sent to school, then to the college, and then to do some action. By that, we will be having it a company. We will have couple life. Why do that? But if children were born, when ripe age comes, then he has to retire, and now he thinks of how to manage, how to look after the family and children. And he has no time to think that, who am I? கோஹம் பத் மிஸ் கொச்சன் மற்ற சார்பில் ஹூ என்டர்ஸ் இன் டு ஸ்கூல் ஓம் நம The letters write, Om. What is that Om? He cannot understand then. And after some time, he will be taught and he should follow it. As a routine, he never follows. With sacrifice, if he is fortunate, he will listen to the gospel. The Lord, and he tries to follow it, maintain celibacy, then only he can able to practice, spend his time solely for this purpose he has come, not to enjoy every life. We enjoy. We have enjoyed 100,000 millions of years. We enjoy, we die, we born, we die. What is the real benefit that they have divided? Even the greatest scientists, what can they give reply? Also, yes, Einstein once told that, yes, when one science discovered, then we think of it. So if the Lord discovered, then everybody will be attracted by the Lord. The Nehru scientist is not never said that they know God. Now, by saying no God, atheism, spreading atheism, are they permanent? No, they are not permanent. They also will die. So many atheists will die. As one atheist said, if we say one untruth, one lie in one place, and the same unlie another fellow in the next place, and throughout everywhere, if it is told often, and it becomes truth. No, it's not the truth. Untruth is untruth, sir. Truth has no past tense, no future tense. It is present. What is the truth? That you should know, because you have got brain. You know. How to know that? You must try to follow the message of the Guru or then, Dabhijyanardham sa guru me varigatset samit pani srotriyam brahmanistham. One must come to a guru and surrender himself. This body he must surrender. Oh, Guru Deva, I have surrendered. Without dedication, how can I get that teaching? How can he hear that? If dedication is not complete, we cannot pay our attention towards it. And we cannot hear the topic. So, surrender. Padvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upalchekshantite jnanam jnanena tattva-darshanam. You must go and surrender. And you must ask, Guru Deva, I have come to know who am I. Guru Deva is very good, very important question. Without asking me who am I, yes, இதே பிரேச்சர்மன் மட்டுமாவுட்டு அம்மாய் அதாய் ஆய் ஃபார் எவ்ரிதிங் இஸ் ஆய் ஹூ ஹேஸ் டன் தட் ஐ ஹவ் டன் இட் ஹூ இஸ் திஸ் பாய் ஹீ இஸ் மை பாய் ஹூ இஸ் திஸ் லேடி இஸ் மை வைஃப் ஹீ இஸ் மை வைஃப் திஸ் பில்டிங் இஸ் மைன் The eye and mind frequently, always follows. And we are not able to understand actually who we are. The disciple comes to teach the Guru, or the disciple should submit to the Guru. But now, disciples, they go to college, university students, they preserve in their mind that I know more than him. I can understand. I'm more qualified. What are these qualifications? These are all material qualifications, which are the beginning and end. The qualification is the truth. What is the truth? Truth can be understood by surrendering ourselves to the truth. We must surrender. If our surrender is complete, then the realization of the truth is complete. So, Vijayajana Mahaprabhu appeared in this world to fortunate souls. He never went out of India. And India also he never went to very corners in the south and north corners. South he has gone, but north. So those who were fortunate, they heard him, they saw him, and they followed him. Nama Sankirtan. Repeat Nama Sankirtan. I tell you, repeat Nama Sankirtan. You repeat Nama Sankirtan if you do Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Only repetition of the Divine Name. If you go on repeating the Name, the truth will be exposed, revealed. You can understand the truth. But till that state comes, you have to surrender. You have to surrender. Without surrender, no other process, only surrender. What is the meaning of surrender? The devotion you follow, or all favorable activity, the devotion, they must be accepted. Which are not favorable, they must be rejected. Rakkasatiti vrittasa gottik tevaram. He will definitely The truth will definitely protect me and save me. You must realize it. Then surrender. Though you surrender, you cannot say that I have surrendered according to your order. I have surrendered, sir. No. You have no right. Because he is supreme autocrat. Though you completely follow, it cannot be revealed, may not reveal it. Depends upon his will. There is no other court than Supreme Court. Whatever the Supreme decision comes, you have to accept it. Whether the court has done wrong or right, it is not your question. Then the question is, when you approach the Supreme Court, what report judgment it gives, not acceptable. It may go against you, or it may go apart. But according to your expectation, you should not demand and get the result. So here also the same thing. Mārame rākhave jvajcat mārā virataymai dandam dīna-bandho dayamba gatiryana-bhavatpa-tkāchitannāma-māstra. O Lord, I have come to you. If I have committed anything wrong, please punish me. And if anything right, reward me. I have no right to demand whatever you want, no, whatever I want must do, because I am surrendered. Because one who doesn't surrender, he always advocates, and with the help of the advocates, he always thinks that I am following the process, I am following the law. So he will argue. No. The judgment, two or three or four judges, they give result. That result, whether it's far or again, I have to accept. So also the Supreme Lord. There is another way, because the Supreme Lord, whatever decision comes from Supreme Lord, that should be accepted. The Lord is supreme. One who surrenders, sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekam charanam mṛga, sarva-bhābhebhyo mokṣito. I will raise you from all the sin that you have committed if you surrender to me. Sir, I have surrendered. I have surrendered. I should not be punished. You well, don't talk. You don't talk. You surrender. The surrender is complete. Yes. If it is not complete, the judgment will go against you. Now you cannot claim that, because I have surrendered. That surrender was not complete. So here also, Supreme Lord has all the capacity. Now we have to repeat nama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In this millennium, 4 millenniums, in this millennium we are born, in this millennium, this Harinama is applicable. Only Harinama. In other millenniums, Harinama has no such voice, but in Kali millennium, you will get it without hard labor, only surrender. If you surrender, you will get the result. If you don't surrender and repeat namam, you don't get the result. Then you will say that everything is wrong. A man who surrenders, then follows the dictation, namakirtan. If he commits wrong, it will be dictated. But wrong, the Lord will never look to it, because they will surrender. So, why must surrender? And repeat nam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. There was one Ambarish Maharaja, who was the emperor of seven islands. Now, he was a devotee. So, when he got the throne, he sat on the throne, but he gave the duty, distributed the duty, the whole empire, all the members, the elect ministers, and the president, and carry on the business. He never thought of it. And he used to perform yajnas, all the rituals he adopted, and to them it was given. And he himself was doing Krishna puja on this, like flowers, making garlands, doing tulsi puja and doing garlands, offering to the Lord, cooking and offering to the Lord and take food. From morning till evening, with decisions, he will be reading, he will be doing namam, always engaged in the service. And once in Mathura, he performed ekadash for 1 year. Dasami only once in a day food. Ekadashi, no water even. And Dadashi, one food, one meal. And then Dadashi will drink parana. He used Dadashi tomorrow, Dadashi. And that Dadashi will be up to 8 or 9 or 7. And before that Dadashi goes away, I must give charity to all food and clothes and gold, silver and vessels and cows. So, on the Kartika, he started and the Kartika, I want to close it. So, he has given to all the great saints that have come, all of them were fed. Now, Durvasa, he came. When he saw Durvasa, he was afraid and said, all have come and have given prasad. Now it is only 5 minutes. After 5 minutes, Babaji will go away. I cannot do anything. What can I do? No, no, I will just come. Within 2 minutes I will take a dip in Yamuna and I will come. He did not come. Now he did not. Because he has invited him, and I have invited him to come prior to 5 minutes. Now it is already 5 minutes. He has not come. So in order to preserve this limit, you took a drop of water on the tongue. Because taking water is equal to taking food. And it is not also, cannot fulfill the belly, or the thirst cannot be quenched. So now, he have to wait for the arrival of Durvasa. they were second. And Ambarish with folded hands and said, Vibhala, you are Kshatriya, I am a Brahman. You are a Grihastha, I am a Brahmachari. I went with this body to Brahma, and you have dishonored me. Then he removed one jata and threw on the ground. There came, stood a devil with the sword in hand, and it was coming towards Durvasa, coming towards Ambarisha, to kill Ambarisha. But prior to that, the Lord had given the Sudarshan Chakra to protect him and his empire. It will be going around his empire. Nobody can attack because the king has become a devotee. He will never, cannot reach it, so we can able to conquer it. Arrived at, we have committed offense, we must see that he should be punished. Now, Durvasa thought, and Sudarshan Chakra appeared, and it destroyed the devil, and it ran after Durvasa. Durvasa traveled across the world 14 worlds. No hand get any help. Nobody was that help. Because everybody says, how can we go against this Sudarshana, his weapon, strongest weapon? We cannot do that. So went to Brahma. Four-headed Brahma, five-headed Shiva. They also said, no, no, we cannot go with you. Under him we are creating, under him we are destroying. So, excuse us, we cannot. You go to Vishnu, Vaikuntha, and tell this to Vishnu. His weapon is that he can help. Then he went to Vaikuntha and approached the Lord and begged the Lord fall flat at the feet of the Lord and said, please, save me, sir. Your Sudarshana armor is coming to kill me. No, please. Now it is 1 year I am coming. I am traveling throughout the world. Nobody helps me. So they say that you should only help. Now I beg you to help. If not, I will go on. Then the Lord says, Aham bhakta paradhina asatandriva bija. My dear friend, I will, one who surrenders to me, I will save him. Now, you have not surrendered to me. Now you want challenge. When you created this devil to kill Ambarish Maharaja, but the devil came to destroy him. Because my weapon Sudarshana arrived there, it killed the devil and it is following you, and you have been drowned in the world. Nobody could help you. Now what can I do? I also cannot help you. That is it. You are the supreme. If you say that I cannot, where shall I go? Yes. Aham bhakta paradhina. I am always the servant of my servant. Servant of my servant. So, he is the servant, Ambarisha. He is doing the service for 12 hours, and how can I admit your philosophy, you place? Go to Ambarish. I will just advise you. You go to Ambarish. If Ambarish says, yes, you are saved. Durvasa Muni, you are saved. Now I beg the Chakra to go back. Now he went there and Durvasa and he approached Ambarisha and fall flat at him. No, you should not fall flat at my legs. I cannot help. I am not the supreme authority. Yeah.